Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 5th of August, 2011. All of the technology news, and I've got the Friday feeling. Oh, bring it on. We're going to have some fun today. So Google Voice has hit the UK. Oh yes, we told you the other day that Google Voice was a fantastic service that was going to absolutely rival Skype. Well, it's definitely coming to the UK. The Brits are going to get it. Oh, and what will we do with it, eh? It's got loads of Skype-like features, of course, as we told you on Wednesday, but it's going to come at 2p a minute to landlines for UK users instead of 7p a minute, which is your standard mobile charges. So it's significantly cheaper. All you've got to do is sign up and register, and then you can start using it. Oh yeah, they'll need a credit card as well. Now, do you remember Davenport Lions? Yes? No? Okay. They're the UK legal firm who sent out settlement letters to tons of people in 2006, menacingly demanding money and saying, if you don't pay, then we're going to sue you and it's going to cost you hundreds and thousands of pounds instead of just a few thousand pounds. Pay now or there'll be trouble. Well, it seems that those letters didn't go down very well with the Solicitors Regulatory Authority or the general public at large. And over the 6,000 letters that have been sent, two of the solicitors that sent them have been found guilty of fault in their actions. David Gore, Brian Miller are both suspended, it would seem. Well done, Solicitors Regulatory Authority. There you go, Davenport Lions. Yeah, bunch of... Germany has challenged Facebook on its facial recognition. It's citing the EU privacy laws and saying that Google has to remove it. It's been deemed to be illegal in Germany. In the UK, we could do that as well, as because I think it's wrong. Wrong. If they don't do it, they're going to get fines of €300,000. Let's think, will they be bothered about fines of €300,000? I think you need to fund them a bit more, mate. Try €1 billion. Mars orbiter has spotted water, it thinks. It's been circling the planet for more than a year now, and it's got more than a Martian year of captured images. NASA scientists have sat and looked at two of those images, and they see a significant difference, and they reckon it's all to do with water seepage. I've got to say, when I looked at them, all I thought it was lighting. But they know better than me, absolutely. In Apple news, now you thought you were going to get your Lion USB recovery discs, didn't you? Because there was a message came out and there was a whole load of stories yesterday about them coming out. Well, they're not apparently. That's an internal memo that's been leaked by Apple through to their Apple Care support team, and it's so that they can recover faulty Macs when they come back in. It's not going to happen just yet, but it's definitely coming. And did you like your MacBook Air? But did you say, oh, I wish I could have had a bit more graphics power? Well, fear not. Village Instruments are going to release an external Thunderbolt graphics card. It's a great idea, but it looks like it's supposed to go in a rack mount server. It's not exactly slick. But what they're doing is saying that they will give you an external graphics capability linked via Thunderbolt to your new MacBook Air, and you'll have a stunning, complete, wonderful GPU at your disposal. What a great idea. There's a story on Mac Rumors that Apple is phasing out the Magic Mouse in favor of the trackpad. They're saying that stores are not being replenished with the Magic Mouse when it gets to being used up. So what they're doing is getting rid of it. Or they could be bringing out a new Magic Mouse, don't you think? That would be cool. I'd rather have the mouse. I like the mouse. I definitely like the mouse. Please don't get rid of the mouse. A scary story has emerged from the Black Hat conference that a Subaru car was unlocked via a text message. Yes, two developers have developed a technique called war texting, which effectively intercepts the GSM signal from the phone back to the servers, and they keep bombarding it with text until eventually it opens. In a demonstration, they managed to open it and start it and drive it away. Oh dear. Now, if you're a guitarist, you're going to love this. The Griffin Stomp Box is a pedal board that comes for all your guitar effects. It's only $100. It plugs straight into your guitar on your computer, and you stamp on it, and you get loads and loads of different effects. And of course, as well, they all mix and match, so there's programmable effects and all sorts going on. It looks absolutely stunning. Must have, I'm afraid. And finally, now, did you know that there's a Microsoft Excel world champion? I didn't. Did you know also that they're British? Huzzah! Well done. And did you also know that they're a 15-year-old schoolgirl from Cambridge? She's been crowned World Microsoft Excel Champion and beat off 250,000 other spreadsheet-loving hopefuls, unquote the story in Tech Radar. I can't believe they found 250,000 people who liked Excel. Rebecca Rickwood is the lady who did it. She attends a specialist maths and computing school, and she performed time tests, it says in the story, using Excel 2007 and didn't get anything wrong. She got a score of 100% in the fastest possible time. She's won $5,000 for her trouble as well, and she's got to go to a ceremony in San Diego to pick it up, so she gets a free holiday. Well done, Rebecca. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again at 1 o'clock with the Mac Show, where we'll be desperate to hear Don McAllister's impression of Will Green. Then we'll be back at 3 o'clock with the photo show, and then it'll be the weekend. Oh, yes. Have a good weekend. Thanks for listening.